The streets of Jefferson County, Alabama, just got a lot less private. If you're on the streets and misbehaving, you may be watched by citizens who've recently become part of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Cell Phone Posse. The group is organized to monitor suspicious activity in metropolitan Birmingham. Melanie Peoples reports.
Judging from public response, a lot of people in Jefferson County have always wanted to be part of a posse. 93 people applied for the 30 available slots in the initial program. Of course, some of them were a little confused. Deputy Sheriff and class instructor Danny Hallmark.
I had four people this week ask me, did they have to have a horse? I wanted to tell them no, that the hooves get caught up in the phone lines or something like that, but I thought better of that. And I said, no, it's just a cell phone.
The cell phone posse is a bit like a rolling neighborhood watch. Citizens keep their eyes out for suspicious behavior on their own streets, but also wherever their cars and cell phones might take them. The idea for this program, according to Hallmark, was born not out of an increase in area crime or paranoia after September 11th, but out of economy.
Law enforcement, as always, is stretched rather thin and needs the eyes and ears of the community to report suspicious activity to us. We need to depend on citizens to help us help themselves.
Posse members undergo a two-hour initial training session and are instructed to call a special phone number whenever they notice something strange is afoot. Deputy Hallmark ran them through a series of scenarios.
People seem out of place sometimes. Am I right? They just do.
Like people walking through parking lots, peering into cars, and checking door handles.
It would pique my curiosity and definitely my suspicion. If I needed to go to the ATM and get out $20 fast cash, and I pulled in there at 10:30 at night, and there's somebody just loitering around the ATM machine, they're not using it.
That's exactly the kind of thing the sheriff's department wants to hear about. Also worth a call are trucks left parked under bridges and people taking multiple photographs of shopping malls and office buildings. Most participants in the workshop were white, retirement-aged people, and Deputy Hallmark warned them against racial profiling.
Folks, we need to stay away from that. Anyone is capable of committing a crime, regardless of what they look like or what they have on.
68-year-old Lucient Pelfrey has long been part of a neighborhood watch.
Because citizens should get involved.
He and his wife, Patricia, both worry about Birmingham being a terrorist target because it's the second largest financial and banking district in the southeast.
We know that we are at risk, and I think that each one of us is responsible to a degree for taking care of our country.
About a tenth of the workshop participants were black. And most everyone, like King Ransom, a 56-year-old DJ, had no idea the sheriff's department wanted to hear so much from them.
I'm happy to know that and also surprised that the least little thing is not an annoyance to the police or the sheriff when you call, you know. I'll just be alert and hopefully I'll be effective in preventing something, you know.
And with that, the posse pinned on their tiny gold sheriff star lapel pins, charged up their cell phone batteries, and rode off into the sunset. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham, Alabama.